Awake, Israel, awake to righteousness. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, his enemies are made his footstool. In his name, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for your nation, the nation of Israel, your leaders, your people, your land, and all men. Lord, pour out on the people of Israel and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. Let a fountain be opened for your country today, a fountain to cleanse you from your sins and all of your defilement. Rid your country of every trace of idol worship throughout the land, so even the names of the idols will be forgotten. Remove from your land all false prophets and the unclean spirits that inspire you. Let all those who prophesy lies in the name of the Lord be silenced. Bring your people through the fire and make Israel pure, just as gold and silver are refined and purified by fire. Let you, as a united people under God, call on the name of the Lord, and he will answer you. He will say, "You are his people," and you will say, "The Lord is our God." Let your nation be set apart as holy to the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. The God of Israel is God. Peace to Jerusalem. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, King of Jerusalem. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory in Christ Jesus. The Lord goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear guard. It has been prayed. It has been spoken. It has been written. We come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. So in his holy name, Jesus Christ, so be it. Zion, you are my people, says the Lord God Almighty.